when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book. Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago. It has so many awesome parts, you simply won't believe how much this book can change your life. Hello, my name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ. Hello, my name is Elder Young.
Hello,
did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA? You can read all about it now.
Hello,
in this nifty book, it's free, no, you don't have to pay.
Hello,
hello, my name is Elder Smith, and can I leave this book with you for you to just peruse?
Hello,
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 I'll just leave it here. It has a lot of information you can really use. Hello,
hi,
my name is
Jesus Christ.
You have a lovely home.
Hello,
it's an amazing book.
Bonjour.
Hola.
Ni hao.
Me llamo Elder White.
Are these your kids?
This book gives you the secret to eternal life.
Sound good?
Eternal life
with Jesus Christ.
It's super fun.
Hello.
Ding dong.
And if you let us in, we'll show you how it can be done.
No thanks.
You're sure?
Oh, well,
that's fine.
Change religions, have a free book written by Jesus!
No, no, Elder Cunningham. That's not how we do it. You're making things up again. Just stick to the approved dialogue. Elder, show it!
Hello!
Hello!
My name is
Elder Cunningham!
And we would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Hello!
What can I say, listeners, but hello! This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the post-Valentine's Day, post-President's Day hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, that song obviously was from Book of Mormon, a great opening to a hilarious show, and I realized as I, you know, dragged myself out of bed for the last however many weeks, we are now in 2020. We actually, let's face it, folks, we're in a new decade. So I thought, let's look back on a kind of bandwidth of shows we haven't really looked at in total, which is the last 10 years. So that is the title of today's show, with a little doff of the hat to Jason Robert Brown. Today we'll look at musicals from the last 10 years, and I have a bit of an agenda there, because the first big book I ever wrote was Broadway the American Musical, a 500-page-plus compendium to the PBS documentary from 2004, and I'm very pleased that the third edition just came out 2 weeks ago in paperback, so it goes all the way up to Hadestown, which is what we'll do. Actually, go a little beyond Hadestown today, so as a way of, what's the word, shilling that book, but at least bringing it to your attention, let's look at musicals from the last 10 years. The first musical to open the last decade was The Addams Family, Andrew Lippa's score. It was not a big hit, but it gets done everywhere. It gets done now in high schools and community theaters. So like The Addams Family, it lives a very long life. And I think it had a terrific opening number. So what better way to open our decade?
Ah, the intoxicating spell of the graveyard. Once a year, when the last leaf of autumn falls, we gather to honor the great cycle of life and death. Come, every member of our clan, living, dead, and undecided, and let us celebrate what it is to be an Addams. When you're an Addams, you need to have a little moonlight. When you're an Addams, you need to feel a little chill. You have to see the world in shades of gray. You have to put some poison in your day.
That's the way when you're an Addams.
You need to have a sense of humor. When you're an Addams,
you need to have a taste for death.
Who cares about the world outside and what it wants from you? When you're an Addams, you do what Addams always do. When you're an Addams, you gotta have a lot of passion. When you're an Addams,
you need to really love your wife
several times a day.
You're happy when your toes are in the mud. You smile a bit the moment you smell blood.
When you're an Addams,
you need to grab a bow and arrow.
When you're an Addams,
you need a moment to explode.
Just pour a potion,
flip the switch,
and wait till things get hot. When you're an Addams, you have to really stir the pot.
So keep your sunshine and keep your glee. Country music in Tennessee.
Keep your laughter
and MTV.
And all will be alright. Give us shadows and give us gloom. Broken glass in a motel room. Something fun we can all assume. And give it all tonight.
And on this special night beneath our family tree, we summon our beloved ancestors.
From whatever cult now to reappear.
Every cadaver start the palaver once in an Addams sphere.
Cult, you're decaying here. What we're saying, try now to give a cheer.
Line dance!
Pulitzer and Hearst, they think they got us. Do they got us?
No!
even though we ain't got hats or badges. We're a union just by saying so. And the world will know. What's it gonna take to stop the wagons? Are we ready?
Yeah!
What's it gonna take to stop the scabbers? Can we do it?
Yeah!
Well, then what we gotta do until we break the will of mighty Bill and Joe?
And the world will know, and the journal too.
Mr. Hearst and Pulitzer, have we got news for you?
See, the world don't know, but they're gonna pay.
Instead of hawking headlines, we'll be making them today.
And our ranks will
circulation bell starts ringing. Will we hear it?
No!
What if the Delanceys come out swinging? Will we hear it?
No! When you got 100 voices singing, who can hear a lousy whistle blow? And the world will know that this ain't no game, that we got a ton of rotten fruit and perfect aim. So they gave their word, stop the presses really means, and the old will weep and go back to sleep, and we got no choice but to see it through.
We found our boy
and I lost my shoe,
and the world will, yeah,
Pulitzer may own the world but he don't own us.
Pulitzer may own the world but he don't own us.
Pulitzer may crack the whip but he won't whip.
Pulitzer may crack the whip but he won't whip.
Are, of course, the Ambitious Newsboys from Newsies 2012. Why that show as part of a look of the last 10 years? Well, it's Disney, which cast an incredibly long shadow over the decade, as it had the previous two decades. But also it's a show that, even though it wasn't a huge, whopping, long-running hit, gets now done everywhere and will be part of the permanent repertory. It also brought in this fan base. And if you were to ask me what are some of the major tropes of the last 10 years, I would say Broadway's attracting people who are interested in stuff that they've seen in other media, but also there's this young audience on Broadway, not kids, not Lion King kind of kids you bring to see their first show, but kids are slightly older, pre-adolescent, and there's a tremendous number of shows for them. So let us listen to two of them that were both exciting for young people and also somewhat complicated. The first is Matilda.
When I grow up,
I will be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up.
And when I grow up, I will be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to before you're grown up.
And when I grow up, I will eat sweets every day. On the way to work and I will go to bed late every night. And I will wake up when the sun comes up and I will watch cartoons until my eyes go square. And I won't care cause I'll be all grown up when I grow up.
What it is now, baby.
Sing it back to me.
need your embalm.
You've got no reason to roam. Use the back door funeral home. What it is, what it is.
Cool? You know what they are? Flags with magnets for your car.
These are wire, and they hold flowers. Here's a sign for the names and the hours.
Stand right here when you sign the book.
This is called an aneurysm hook. On guard!
That is our medley of pugnacious mid-teens girls from the middle of the decade, the last 10 years. That, of course, was Fun Home, the first show to win Tonys for a all-female songwriting team, Janine Tesori and Lisa Crone, and also a show that had such interesting subject matters and showed how much more complex the American musical could be in the 2010s. Well, smack dab in the decade is the show that changed everything. It's the most talked about show, certainly of the last, I don't know, 40 years. It will continue to be talked about, and it will continue to run on Broadway for a very long time. So this is the show where it all happened, and I'm talking, of course, about Hamilton.
Two Virginians and an immigrant walk into a room
diametrically opposed. Foes.
They emerge with a compromise, having opened doors that were
previously closed. Bros.
The immigrant emerges with unprecedented financial power, a system he can shape however he wants. The Virginians emerge with the nation's capital. And here's the pièce de résistance. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the game is played, the art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens, but no one else is in the room where it happens.
Thomas claims
Alexander was on Washington's doorstep one day in distress and disarray.
Thomas claims
Alexander said,
I've nowhere else to turn,
and basically begged me to join the fray.
Thomas claims
I approached Madison and said, I know you hate him, but let's hear what he has to say.
Thomas claims
well, I arranged the meeting, I arranged the menu, the venue, the seating.
But no one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the party's ETS, the pieces that are sacrificed in every game of chess. We just assume that it happens, but no one else is in the room where it happens.
Meanwhile,
Madison is grappling with the fact that not every issue can be settled by committee.
Meanwhile,
Congress is fighting over where to put the capital. It isn't pretty. Then Jefferson approaches with a dinner and invite, and Madison responds with Virginian insight.
Maybe we can solve one problem with another and win a victory for the Southerners. In other words,
oh, ho.
A quid pro quo.
I suppose.
Wouldn't you like to work a little closer to home?
Actually, I would.
Well, I propose the Potomac.
And you'll provide him his votes.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Let's go.
No.
What else was in the room where it happened? The room where it happened? The room where it happened?
No one else is in the room where it happened.
Alexander Hamilton.
What did they say to you to get you to sell New York City down the river?
Alexander Hamilton.
Did Washington know about the dinner? Was there presidential pressure to deliver?
Alexander Hamilton.
Or did you know even then it doesn't matter where you put the U.S. Capitol?
Cause we'll have the banks, we're in the same spot.
You got more than you gave.
And I wanted what I got. When you got skin in the game, you stay in the game. But you don't get a win unless you play in the game. Oh, you get love for it, you get hate for it, you get nothing if you
wait for it, wait for it, wait.
God help and forgive me, I wanna build something that's gonna outlive me.
What do you want, girl? What do you want, girl? If you stand for nothing, girl, what do you fall for?
I wanna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens. I wanna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
I wanna be in the room where it happens.
I wanna be in the room where it happens.
Saying what they trade away.
We dream of a brand new start,
but we dream in the dark for the most part.
Dark as a tune where it happens. I've got to be in the room
where it happens.
I've got to be
where it happens.
I've got to be
where it happens.
I've got to be in the room
where it happens.
I gotta be, I gotta be, I gotta
where
be.
It happens.
With a P. Where you are, this is not Petah Tikva. Such a city, nobody knows it. Not a fun, not a art, not a culture. This is Petah Tikva. With a B.
Like it boring, like it barren. Like it bullshit, like it bland.
Like it basically bleak and beige and blah, blah, blah. Only desert, the town of Bet HaTikva. See, apartments. Gaze upon my cafe. While you're here, be sure to go back and forth between my cafe and the apartments. So much to explore.
A sand hill of your choosing. Take some bricks that no one's using.
Build some buildings, put some Jews in.
Then blah blah blah.
Petah
Tikva. Here you are in renowned Petah Tikva. Go ahead, look around Petah Tikva. Lucky you, you have found Petah Tikva. Welcome to nowhere.
With a B.
Welcome to nowhere.
From the corridors of power to absolutely nowhere in the middle of the Middle East. That, of course, is the band's Visit by David Yazbek. We are looking at shows from the past decade, and one of the things that's very idiosyncratic is you get different shows, different venues, things that are musicalized that would never have been musicalized in the past, but they're done with such integrity and such style that you go with the flow. And the band's Visit, with David's score and excellent production by David Cromer, was definitely a Tony recipient many, many times over. This is Larry Maslon. We're looking at musicals from the last 10 years, and that's a doff of the hat to a wonderful small hander called The Last 5 Years by Jason Robert Brown. And like David Yazbek, Jason Robert Brown made his stamp on Broadway with a great show, which again was not a commercial success, but gets done everywhere and I think will be remembered as one of the finest shows of the decade. This is The Bridges of Madison County with Stephen Pasquale and Kelly O'Hara.
Oh, What was I saying before about being lost? The thing is, I knew where I was, but not where I was going. Why did I walk those mountains? Why did I ride those ships? Why did I watch those horses running wild? Now I know. Now I know. All my life I have been falling. I have been falling into you, Francesca, circling in the sky, looking for a harbor coming into view. All my life I have been falling into you.
Whatever this is, whatever we do from here, don't give it a name. We mustn't reduce it to something clear or simple. I want to believe that we are the first people on earth to know this feeling, to know this moment, to cross this line.
Up all those minutes, staring through all I saw, how could I know the answer would be
only
she's kind. She is alone.
the time. She is all of this, mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine. And it's not what I asked for. Sometimes life just slips in through a back door and carves out a person and makes you believe it's all true. And now I got you. You're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two for that girl that I knew, who was reckless just enough, who gets hurt but who learns how to toughen up when she's bruised and gets used by a man who can't love. And then she'll get stuck and be scared of the life that's inside her, getting stronger each day till it finally reminds her to fight just a little to bring back the fire in her eyes that's been gone, used to be.
Jesse Mueller, She Used to Be Mine from Waitress, a score by Sarah Bareilles. Again, one of the new voices that came to Broadway and made a significant mark in the last 10 years. Well, one of the reasons we're looking at the last decade is a new book has just come out, or an updated book, called Broadway the American Musical, based on the PBS series that I worked on in 2004, and this is updated up to last season. So the last 10 years are in this book. It's a 520-page illustrated book produced by Applause, which you can get on Amazon, and I guess it's or Barnes & Noble. If you're a show fan and you're this show's fan, I strongly recommend it. Well, one of my chapters in this book is all about musicals, not just for young people, but about young people. Certainly at the end of the decade, there were a number of shows that were set in high schools and dealt with tweens and adolescents and their issues in ways that were never treated seriously before. And the granddaddy, if you can say granddaddy about high school students, was, of course, Dear Evan Hansen. So here is the number that, what I say, vacuumed in the interest of millions of millennials through the empathetic singing and performance of Ben Platt.
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare, no slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share, no, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. step out, step out of the sun, because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? 'Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watch, watch, watching people pass, I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? Start with stars in our eyes, we start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever more than I've always been? 'Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watch, watch, watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving? When you're falling in a forest, there's nobody around. Do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? It's like I never made a sound. Make a sound. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? 'Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear. While I watch, watch, watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me?
Audiences have let dear Evan Hansen in to their hearts and their headphones and their homes. Of course, this was a decade that saw a lot of revivals along with a lot of jukebox musicals, but the revivals were more interesting to me because people realized towards the end of the decade into now that some of the old shows from the 40s and 50s didn't really hold water in terms of our understanding about gender and racial stereotypes. And the most successful one, in my opinion, to break through that, good, bad, and indifferent, was the recent revival of Oklahoma at Circle in the Square that closed a couple of weeks ago. And here is the very talented cast with their own particular spin on what, I don't know, in the last couple of years have become my favorite song from that show. Go figure.
Yee-haw! The farmer and the cowman to be friends. Oh, the farmer and the cowman to be friends. One man likes to push a plow, the other likes to chase a cow, but that's no reason why they can't be friends. Territory folks should stick together. Territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance with the rancher's gals.
Territory folks should stick together. Territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance with the rancher's gals.
I'd like to say a word for the farmer.
Well, say it.
He come out west and made a lot of changes.
Come out west and built a lot of fences, and built them right across our cattle ranges.
I'd like to say a word
just a pony for a friend.
I sure am feeling sorry for the pony.
The farmer should be sociable with the cowboy when he runs by and asks for food and water. Don't treat him like a louse, make him welcome in your house.
But be sure that you lock up your wife and daughter.
The farmer and the cowman should be friends. Oh, the farmer and the cowman should be friends. One man likes to push a plow, the other likes to chase a cow. But that's no reason why they can't be friends.
When this territory is a state and joins the union just like all the others, the farmer and the cowman and the merchant must all behave themselves and act like brothers.
I'd like to teach you all a little saying and learn these words by heart the way you should. I don't say I'm no better than anybody else, but I'll be damned if I ain't just as good.
I don't say I'm no better than anybody else, but I'll be damned if I ain't just as good.
Hey!
Territory folks should stick together. Territory folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance with the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance with the rancher's gals.
She's gonna ride that train.
Ride that train.
She's gonna ride that train.
Ride that train.
She's gonna ride that train to the end of the line. Cause the king of the mine is coming to call. Did you ever wonder what it's like on the underside?
Way down under.
On the yonder side.
Way down yonder.
On the other side of his wall. Follow that dollar for a long way down, far away from the poorhouse door. You either got the hell or the Hades town. Ain't no difference anymore. Way down Hades town, way down under the ground. Hound dog howling, the whistle blow. Train come a rolling, clickety clack. Everybody trying to get a ticket to go, but those who go, they don't come back. They're going way down Hades town. Way down under the ground.
Takes a lot of medicine to make it through the winter time.
Way down, Hades town, way down under the ground.
Every little penny in the wishing well, every little nickel on the ground. All them shiny little heads and tails, where do you think they come from?
They come from way down, Hades town, way down.
Brave.
the king on the chromium throne.
Throw
to the bottom of a sing sing cell.
Well, the little wheel squeal and the big wheel roam.
And you better forget about your issues of hell.
Way down, Hades town, way down under the ground.
On the road to hell, there was a railroad car. And the car door opened and a man stepped out. Everybody looked and everybody saw it was the same man they'd been singing about.
You're early.
I missed you.
Mr. Hades is a mighty king. Must be making some mighty big deals. Seems like he owns everything. Kinda makes you wonder how it feels.
All aboard! A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Way down, Hades town, way down under the ground. Way down, Hades town, way down under the ground. Way down under the ground. Way down under the
That was Andre DeShields leading the cast, dragging us down, 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 way down to Hadestown, which was last year's Tony Award winner. And a show that's, again, you would never have found a show like this even 5 years ago on Broadway, let alone 15 or 50 years ago on Broadway. So shows you the inventiveness and the downtown influence and the breaking up and granularization of musical styles that have happened over the last 10 years. And Hadestown, interestingly enough, the score was written by Anais Mitchell, who won the Tony Award. And we talk about that in this book, Broadway, the American Musical, the third edition in paperback, which goes all the way up to the Tony Award ceremony for Hadestown. So it goes all the way up to the 2018-19 season. It's written by yours truly. So if you like Broadway and you like this show, that might be the book for you. I wish it had come out for Christmas, alas, but maybe this is a good Tish B'Av gift to your nearest and dearest. So I said Anais Mitchell won the Tony for the score to Hadestown by a insane coincidence. The last musical to open in 2019, that last decade, also had a female songwriter whose initials were A.M., Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill, which is another trend of taking not just doo-wop songs, but very modern major scores and adapting them for the Broadway stage. So the last show to open in the last decade was Jagged Little Pill. So let's close out with a song from that cast album.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got sober. I'm young and misunderstood. I'm tired, but I'm worried. biggest. I'm green, but I'm wise. I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken shit. I'm sick, but I'm pretty, baby. And what it all boils down to is that no one's really got it figured out just yet. Can blow me.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.